Support for this program provided by Girdwood, Alaska. Take a drive down the scenic highway past Beluga Point. Hike Bird Ridge and enjoy what Girdwood has to offer. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. An archaeological site in Missouri, scholars say, rivals Cahokia Mounds and Chaco Canyon, is slated to be auctioned this week to the highest bidder. Fox 2 Now reports the cave has over 290 prehistoric polychrome paintings dating from the years 900 to 1100. The company running the auction says the site has been owned by a St. Louis family since 1953, who have used it mostly for hunting and want to see the site protected. Auction officials say a private buyer could buy the site and donate it back. The cave could be separated from the hunting land and donated as well. But two researchers who have devoted years to studying Picture Cave are appalled by the pending sale. Carol Diaz Granados and her husband, James Duncan, told St. Louis Public Radio they believe the property should be entrusted to an organization that specializes in preservation and that it ultimately belongs to the care of the Osage Nation.
The detailing is incredible. It is totally unique. There is no other site like it in the eastern woodlands of North America.
Dr. Andrea Hunter, director of historic preservation for the Osage Nation, told the publication The Common Reader the tribe has serious concerns regarding the protection of burials and sacred sites and the continuing desecration of places of cultural significance in Missouri. The cave contains the burials of ancestors, she said, and the sale is, quote, another heart-wrenching chapter in the history of Osage sacred places appropriated and owned by people who do not comprehend their true significance. More than 5,000 indigenous women marched to the capital of Brazil recently to protest a move by President Jair Bolsonaro to open up large pieces of indigenous land to mining and agribusiness. The Guardian reported the women marched from their encampment in the capital wearing colorful headdresses made of feathers from parrots and macaws, and holding banners denouncing what they call genocide. A lawsuit pending in the country's Supreme Court challenges indigenous rights. Opponents say it would nullify all indigenous claims to land not physically occupied when Brazil's constitution took effect in October 1988. Bolsonaro has called the suit a way to stop Brazil, quote, being handed over to the Indians. Deforestations have soared under Bolsonaro, and the latest challenge is backed by a ruralist caucus in the Congress. They're also pushing a bill that would allow commercial exploitation of native forests without consulting indigenous occupants. At Fort Lewis College in Durango, Colorado, panels that indigenous activists have decried as whitewashing the school's history of forced assimilation were finally removed last week. Colorado Public Radio reports the college began as an army post on land stolen from Native American tribes that was converted to a boarding school where tribal students were forced to abandon their language and culture. Panels on the school's clock tower show this history as peaceful and without conflict. Fort Lewis later became a state university, and Native American students were guaranteed free tuition, and a third of the students on the campus are now indigenous. Students, leaders, and activists have protested the history panels, and recently in a ceremony removing the narratives, Fort Lewis president Tom Striticus described the college's past as part of a cultural genocide. Melvin J. Baker, chairman of the Southern Ute Indian Tribe, described the ceremony as the beginning of a healing period. At least 16 U.S. senators have signed onto legislation to protect voting rights for Native Americans and Alaskan Natives. Among those supporting the bill is Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar, who chairs the Senate Rules Committee. In a statement, she said voting is a fundamental right, but that exercising that right remains too difficult for many Americans, especially those in historically disenfranchised communities. Representatives Sharice Davids, a Democrat from Kansas, and Tom Cole, a Republican from Oklahoma, previously introduced a companion bill in the U.S. House. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The Indian Arts and Crafts Board promotes Indian artists of federally recognized tribes through its online source directory. Information on this no-charge opportunity available at doi.gov/IACB. Who support this program?
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.